There we go. Her Highness just admitted in a radio interview she will nuke the filibuster if she's elected. That got her a major response from former Democrat, now independent Senator Joe Manchin, who says he's not going to endorse her because of it. In fact, he said shame on her, saying she will, quote, destroy the country if she goes forward with nuking the filibuster. What's the filibuster? You got to get 60 votes to get stuff through the Senate. It's really frustrating sometimes to have it there because we have some great Republican legislation that would really help the country. But it can't get through because we need 60 votes. But the flip side of it, and makes it all worth it, is that they can't get through incredibly destructive stuff. And Chuck Schumer was walking around, what is the date on this? August 21st. Walking around warning everybody, hey, if she wins, we get control of the House and the Senate. We're getting rid of the filibuster. Okay, we've had some form of filibuster since the founding in the Senate. It's the break. It's the break on the clown car. It says you need 60 votes to do something. Having a small majority of 50 plus one ain't going to work. This is why the Democrats, in anticipation of nuking the filibuster, getting rid of it, have been talking about democracy, 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 democracy. What is democracy? 50 plus one. It's mob rule. Whatever the mob can be convinced to do through censorship and manipulation, we will do. What they're saying is democracy is great. Why? To get you used to the idea that they can implement tyranny with 50 plus one votes in the Senate. That is what you are being. That's why they have spent so much time telling us this is a democracy. It is not. It's a republic. Because they want you to get used to, okay, they voted against Republicans having speech rights and only applying the First Amendment to Democrats with 50 plus one. But hey, it's democracy. So, you know, 50 plus one. Got to do what the public wants. Chuck Schumer told us what they'll do, and it's really terrifying because she couldn't. She told us, she finally admitted yesterday that she would nuke the filibuster. Folks, that would be new for America. Again, we've had some form of filibuster since the beginning. That means you got to get 60 votes to pass something in the Senate. It keeps really dangerous legislation from getting enough votes. What does he say they'll do? Number one, amnesty. She's going to create, we learned the number earlier this week, 51 million new voters, most of them Democrats. At that point, there are no red states left. There's a couple of purple states. We live in a one-party system like China. And that's just the beginning. He says they will pass what they call court reform, which would let them instantly wipe out the constitutionalist majority of the Supreme Court and turn it into a legislature to rubber stamp whatever tyranny they want. And the tyranny they want is getting rid of the Bill of Rights, getting rid of your Fourth Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, your First Amendment rights. He says they will make Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. states. What does that mean? Those are Democrat areas. You get four new Democrat senators. It means Green New Deal passes. It means everything you've seen Joe Biden do executively gets voted through, like a ban on your gas-powered car, that goes away. A ban on your gas-powered stove, that goes away. Paying off loans for the right groups of Democrat voters, but not everybody else. The student loans, that gets through. Everything you've seen Joe Biden do. Gun control is another thing that Chuck Schumer says they'll do with 50 plus one. That's why I keep telling you folks, if they can get rid of the filibuster, they can remake the Supreme Court. If they can remake the Supreme Court, they can just vote to take your guns. You're thinking, well, Second Amendment, so what? Who cares? First Amendment, so what? Who cares? They could ban speech. They do whatever they want if they remake the court first through the filibuster. Now, they're going to have to get majorities in the Senate, the House, and the presidency, but that happens about once a decade. So we can't let that happen. Because Chuck Schumer is telling us, because she can't, this is what we're going to do. So Manchin, Joe Manchin, former Democrat, now independent senator from West Virginia, flipped out on her yesterday for saying this. And he said, I love my country. Shame on her. He said he would not endorse her. And he said she will destroy the country if she gets rid of the filibuster. He said, quote, the filibuster is the only thing preventing us from descending into the chaos where the slimmest majority can transform America overnight into something unrecognizable, he said. Think Nazi Germany or Stalin's Soviet Union, where dissent was crushed. And this guy's a moderate, man. He's not even a Republican. And he's telling you, let me just read it again. The filibuster is the only thing preventing us from descending into the chaos where the slimmest majority could transform America overnight into something unrecognizable. Think Nazi Germany or Stalin's Soviet Union, where dissent was crushed. And Manchin said, shame on her. So look, when Manchin, he's a Democrat, he votes with them most of the time. When Manchin is warning you, this is too radical for us, we can't do this, listen to him and vote accordingly.